Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who plays bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. We have another Food for Thought episode this week. Pretty short one, I think, but I'm just going to get going and we'll see how we get on with it. So this was sort of kicked off by a couple of things. One is interviewing Tristan Scroggins this week, and that was a really fun experience, and I think a great interview in terms of the content and what he sort of shared, so do go and listen to that. But one point that he made was when he was young, his dad used to practice along to Tony Rice's Manzanita album, and the reason is his dad is a banjo player, and there was no banjo on Manzanita, so it felt like a great thing to do in terms of finding a space and finding something to play. And it made me think, like, part of the reason I do Bluegrass Jam Along in the first place is so that people can practice along with something where their part isn't already being covered by somebody else, because it's tricky to properly practice mandolin chops, for example, if somebody else is already doing that. And it can be difficult to also just sort of play along with rhythm guitar if somebody else is already doing that. So it just creates a space for that. But I thought it was really interesting because somebody else had mentioned to me a few weeks before that they'd practiced guitar along to some Ray Charles trio recordings because there's no guitar on it. It's just drums and bass and piano. And they found that a really cool thing. And also, I was reading, there's a cool thing Julian Large wrote for a magazine a long time ago, I think now. But he wrote this 12 observations on playing the guitar, and it's 12 things to think about in terms of practice and how to get better. And number 12 was play with records. And what he said was, this last observation is quite simple and has opened up a whole new world of practice for me. I've avoided playing with records that I loved when I was younger because I felt there was no way it was like the real thing. They can't hear me and respond, therefore it's contrived, was my view for a long time until I actually started doing it. The thing that struck me immediately was that though the musicians obviously can't hear me, I still have a very straightforward objective: make it sound like I'm on the record with them. It's one of the greatest ear training exercises. Whether it's a piece you know or doesn't or not doesn't really matter. What matters is that you find a place for yourself within the music. If you pick a recording you love, it is already perfect as is, and you really only have two outcomes to deal with. You can make it sound better, or you can distract from it and make it sound worse. What this rules out is getting too comfortable floating on the periphery of the music. It asks you to play something you believe in that also benefits the recording. This is an especially effective practice when practice time is limited. So that sort of combination of things just made me think, and I'm curious to know what you play along to. I started off as a drummer, and unless you just want to sit playing kind of endless on your own for 20 minutes at a time, you put record, that's the way drummers learn, you stick recordings on and you play along with them. And I wondered what you guys do, if there are any particular recordings you play along with that are great, or particular tools. Doesn't have to be a recording. You know, people use metronomes, obviously, but some people use strum machine or different kinds of jam tracks or just loop drum beats. So yeah, come along to Bluegrass Jam Along's Instagram or Facebook and just tell us kind of how you practice, because I'm really interested in this idea of how you find things to fit in with to sort of hone your skills around playing with other people and fitting into music. But basically that's it. A pretty simple one this week. Just, yeah, come along and tell us what you do. Give us some tips, give us some advice, open up something new for us to kind of have a go at. Cool. I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.